your Son Jesus. We do say thank you for loving us. It is that simple. We're here because you love us. We live because you love us. We live abundantly because you love us. Lord God, we're looking and loving your appearing because you love us. Lord, help us to receive more of your love today. Abound here. God, let your Holy Spirit open hearts. Anoint this wonderful time, God. Let it work effectually in them that believe. You said it does. Let us be a people of great faith this morning. We give it to you. We ask your blessing in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, let's open our Bibles today to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Familiar text. We go here often. And God, in His infinite mercy, has brought us back here once again. And I hope it never leaves our lips by the grace of God. 2 Timothy 4, we'll be reading the 7th and 8th verse. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. By grace, brothers and sisters, I'm learning to go with God more and more. I'm so grateful to Him. And it is all by grace. So surprise, surprise, we're not back in Daniel yet. God kind of shook things up on Tuesday for me. And I'm thankful and grateful to God that He allows things to happen in our life. And He allowed, if you can imagine this, the enemy to be about. And He allowed that enemy, who's always on the job, by the way, to try to tempt me. Now, can you imagine that? Poor little old me. Tried to tempt me. And he was trying to tempt me with the precious thorn that the Lord has given me. How about that? What do you think? Is that wonderful stuff? See, he wants me to draw nigh to him. And he knows when I need him. And he knows how I'm going to need him. And he knows what it's going to take for me to know that I need him. And you know what? He's going to bring it. He's going to bring it on. And he's going to bring it on and on. And it's never going to stop, sister, until we see him face to face. Because there's a perfecting of that faith. There's an author and a finisher. And every word's going to be written in there by the grace of God that we're going to allow him to write about the faith that he has given us. But I'm going to tell you something. There I was. And that old devil, he was there trying to get me down. You know, he's good at that. Really is. And I wasn't feeling well, so I really didn't think it was fair. What do you think about that? I was already kind of down anyways. But see, that's how good, you know. Remember, God allowed. God allowed. Said, son, I need you to draw even more nigh to me. I need you to get closer. I got something I want you to hear. I got things to tell you, but you're still a little bit too distant there from me. I need you to really get close to me. That's how he works. It is that simple, brothers and sisters. But in that simplicity is the depths that it's going to take the eternities to come to show forth the exceeding riches of his grace to us, Lord, whom he loves. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus loves me, this I know. I know it. Thank God I sang that song. About the same age. Not that well, but same age. Amen. Praise God. I sang it off key many times. But there I was. I wasn't feeling good. And sometimes, you know, whether it's in mind or body, the devil really loves to get that chance to come in there, doesn't he? Oh, let me just push him right over that cliff into despair. But see, God had something else planned that day for me. And it was so precious how the Lord encouraged my heart. And that's where he's brought me this morning to really share this mightiness of God with this congregation. But see, I had told the devil a few things over these past weeks. I told him some wonderful, precious things. I told him how the Lord loves me. Absolutely. How he cares for me. Absolutely. How the Lord has healed me. I know that by the grace of God that I'm healed by those stripes, brothers and sisters. I know it. I know it. And we know that. But you know, there was something that was changing at this moment. And the thing that started to change was it wasn't my voice anymore that was speaking. Faith started talking. It was a marvelous thing. Faith started talking. And I think you know what I mean. And brothers and sisters, we need faith to do the talking in our lives. That's who we are. That's that wonderful Galatians 2:20 where it says, I am crucified with Christ. If you know Him as Savior today, you're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I just can't even get over that. That's my life. I've got Jesus that lives in me. The power, the might, the strength. That victory is all there. Jesus lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. There's that love again. Never going to get around it, are we? Because He loves us and gave Himself for me. Now there it is. I'm getting it, Lord. Man, I thought I got it way back then. No, son. I got some more to tell you. I need to open up your heart some more to receive some more of this wondrous faith. Faith was starting to take control. And it was wonderful because the Lord was really making this sovereign to my life. Faith began to talk to me. It's my faith, but it began to talk to me. And by the grace of God, I started to listen. Faith is always trying to talk to us. It's right here. You have it. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible, the Word of God, that's our faith, brothers and sisters. And I began listening. But faith, as it always does, because it is the Word of God. Faith, as it always does, because it is the Word of God, began to tell me something. Began to tell me something real special. By my stripes ye are healed. I pray that we take that throughout our whole life. Amen. Because our whole life is just a process of healing upon healing upon healing upon healing. It is. We're weak. Just a man, susceptible to so many things. But by grace, He gives us faith. And faith is the victory. Believing God is our victory. And it is, it's sublime, isn't it? I can see most of you sitting there just with a smile on your face saying, yeah, I know that. That's what faith does. It comes in like a gushing flood. And it makes me buoyant by the grace of God. And it fills up every need that I could ever imagine, that ever want, that I ever had. That's what faith does. And I understood that, praise God, that He took that stripe of death for me and it healed me of everything that I will ever face. It's not just good for one. It's not just the past for today. It's for everything I'm ever going to face. And I just sit there and I think, I just had to spend $25-$35 yesterday for my kid to go to Elitch's for one shot. And now he tells me he wants to go again. And I should have bought a season pass. I've got a lifelong pass. And I don't mean to make light about it. But I just get more grateful to God that He gave me faith. He gave that to me. He gave that to you. That's why you're here today. That's why by the grace of God, if you get to tomorrow and something's there standing in its big mountain in front of you, be gone. I'm going to introduce you to my faith. My faith. Thy faith. It's mighty. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. We're under a calling right now to totally yield to God. totally, to completely surrender to Him. Every bit. I know we have these busy lives. I know we have things that we think have to be completed. Objectives, even in a daily thing, that I've got to get these tasks done. Brothers and sisters, this is the work that He's begun in us, that He wants us to surrender to Him completely, totally. And you know, if we do, there's going to be a company of believers that are going to be healed right out of this place. I mean it. They're going to be healed right out of here. It's known as the bride. She's going to be ready. She's going to be absolutely perfect, fitting that dress in every single way. Heal me, Lord. Heal me of everything You've got to heal me of. Are we willing to go that far? Are we willing to open up to God and say, Lord, I need to be healed. I'm not going to hold back this piece anymore from You. I'm not going to hold back this corner anymore from You. I want to be healed. Huh? Oh, so easy to take Him the healings in our body now, isn't it? Well, Lord, that's causing me discomfort. So here it is. I need to be comfortable. But what happens if the Lord is telling you, well, you know what? That's just the discomfort that you need to be crying out to Me. That say, Lord, I need You today. I'm starting to learn that I need Him, not just day by day. I need Him moment by moment. You need Him moment by moment. Now let Him take that faith a little bit further for you. What about the things you don't want to let go of? What about the things that make you feel comfortable, that are keeping you back from going into the completeness of faith that God is trying to put in you? The faith that's going to have you ready to meet Him in the air. The faith that's going to have you ready to say, You're my bridegroom. The faith that says, praise God, I want to be your wife who has made herself ready for You in every way. And brothers and sisters, I'm getting to understand this more and more. We're not unaware of these things. We know them fully well. Because God is searching each and every one of our hearts today. He's been searching our hearts for a long time. And I'm just hopeful to come to Him and say, Lord, if there be any wicked way in me, let's get it on now. Let's get it done. Let's get it finished. I want You to do the work in me that's going to have me ready to say, Lord, I'm prepared. I'm readied. I'm thankful. I'm ready to be offered as Brother Paul. I don't think that was just for one life here. How about you? I think when he said, you know what, in that scripture we just read, there's a crown of righteousness not for me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. I think by the grace of God that the Lord is searching out a people that are getting ready to say, Lord, I am ready to be offered. Now you're saying, well, that's a bold statement for a little snotty-nosed kid like you. Let me introduce you to my faith. It ain't me. It's just what He's made me. It's who God wants us to be. The man that I was, the man that I am, the man that I hope to be. I want to be a man that says, Lord, I'm ready to be offered. I told you this wasn't a lullaby. Putting you to sleep today. Lord, stir up the gift that's within me. Really stir it up. Okay. I saw scriptures, brothers and sisters. Wrote this down. You ever hear it is written? I'm not saying, do you ever read it is written? Have you ever heard it is written? It's a difference. Big difference. I heard it is written. I did. Faith began speaking to me. And the sweet thing was, brothers and sisters, is I realized it wasn't, in a sense, my victory. It was my faith's victory. It's the life that I now live. It's my faith's victory. And in Jesus, I'm claiming that. Thy faith, it says in the Word of God, has made thee whole. Thy faith. My faith. It's mine. I'm so thankful to God that it's mine. And it's the only life that I live. That is the life that I live. It's my faith. It's beyond my house. It's beyond my car. It's beyond my clothes. It's something that I have forever. Praise God. He's given that to me. It's mine. It's my faith. It's the life that He's given us. And brothers and sisters, I wanted to remind us, it's the only faith that we got. And I will say it just like that. Not that you have. I think got is a better word. Because it's got you. And that's all that you have. But it's everything. Do you realize that this wonderful faith that God has given you has saved you to the uttermost?
Right.
Not just saved you, but to the uttermost. I've been sitting there this week and trying to fathom what uttermost means. That's beyond anything that I could ever even comprehend. It's beyond any shortness, any weakness, any fret that I could ever imagine. Uttermost. That's where He saved me. And by the grace of God, that's where He wants me to dwell, by faith in the uttermost. And God gave it to us by grace. You see, brothers and sisters, God is authoring our faith today. He is. I hope that you can see yourself in the Word of God. This is where He's placed us. And He's authoring that faith in us. And it's line upon line. It's precept upon precept. I got to share in this week and rejoice in that sweet sister that went there to Elisha's servant, fully knowing that her son was dead. And she said, "It is well." That should make you quiet. Huh? Man, I was getting a little anxious. I didn't have toast in the fridge for my eggs. Come on. It is well. Where have we come? My goodness, what about that sweet centurion? As he went to Jesus and he said, "Oh Lord, you're a busy man. You just say that it's so, and my servant will be made whole." It's done. I want that kind of faith. I'm tired of sitting there with all of this faith. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm passing it up. Where have we come to? We need to believe Jesus because He's loved us so. I want to be that sweet sister that presses through that crowd and says, "Let me touch the hem of His garment. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care how diseased you think I am. I don't care how stupid or ignorant or poor or wretched that I am. I'm going to touch His garment."
Hallelujah.
God help us. He's the same. He's the same. He's never changed. This world continues to change around us, and it's getting more wicked. And it's getting us to trust in things that are apart from God. We're trying to find our joy and our rest and our recreation, and as again our sweet pastor from week to week, your vocation, your calling, apart from the things of God, and you're sleeping. And I don't care if you're drunken, you missed it anyways. I want the faith that's looking for you. I want the faith that's longing for Him. And that is faith day by day, brothers and sisters, that's unwavering, that's in Jesus. It's not in all of these things in this world. I'm tired of going to other things to try to find my comfort. Because I'm wondering, how many more times is God going to be so gracious with me? That, Lord, I kept going there and going there. And You kept pleading with me to say, come unto Me. Come unto Me. Because He's going to come. And if I've got my attention over there, it's certainly not up there. And you talk about being left behind. I can't imagine the sorrow. He says about that innumerable multitude. Only once, He says, He's going to have to wipe the tear from their eye. I can't imagine. To know that I had missed that sweet call. That trumpeter's voice had been around me all my life. That I grew up singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. But I let the tune of the world be the thing that I had in my ears. Instead of, Jesus loves me, this I know. Everything I have is His. Everything I am is Him. And that's you too.
Right.
It is. The sweetness, the joy, the faith, the rest, the peace. God gave you that. It wasn't your work. It wasn't because you married right. It wasn't because you raised your kids a certain way. It wasn't because you just got on your knees every day and said whatever repetitious things you said think that you needed to say. It's because He loves you. It's because of the grace of God. And you find that, and then you'll find yourself on your knees just saying, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. But I'm telling you something. It's exciting. When faith starts talking in your life, miracles happen. They do. And I'm not afraid to talk about miracles. I think they're wonderful. I think they're just awesome. I think they're the most amazing thing that there could ever be. Because the only miracle there is Jesus Christ. And Him even working with me is the greatest miracle there could ever be. Because I know how quick I am to unbelief. I know how quick I am to go sit in there and no faith. But I know how quick He is to say, Lord, I'm here. I'm here for You. And I'm going to take you in to belief. And I'm going to let you believe the things that I've already done for you. Because brothers and sisters, when faith starts talking, the rocks rent in two. They really do. I'm seeing rocks just rent in two. Blowing up in my life. It's so wonderful. Oh, I thought that one was going to keep me out of there, that I couldn't go on anymore. Boom! And it's gone. I love it. And then there was a mighty flood. They're talking about them all the time. Oh, we might have floods here in Colorado. Well, see, He parts the sea. And He doesn't just part the sea. I'm telling you, He's got it all covered. It's dry ground. See, He could have parted that sea. It could have been off absolutely amazing. But the first cart and the first horse that went down in there, sunk in that mud, it would have been all over again. See, He's got it so covered. You know, we're so quick to believe the beginning of a miracle, aren't we? God has opened it. And we say, oh, Lord, I believe. There it is. It's wonderful. And then, uh-oh, He didn't cover that part. Yes, He did. Yes, He did.
Amen. Thank
you, Jesus. He's been dealing with me more. And I told my wife this morning, I said, I thought I'd been praying an awful lot. I thought I'd been on my knees pretty much 24/7. Do you know He wants me to pray more? Do you know He wants me to be more fervent in prayer? I'm understanding that it is not daily. It is moment by moment by moment by moment. And it's for you too. This is exciting. It's absolutely marvelous. We're talking about faith that does so many wondrous things. I think about that sweet woman caught in the act of adultery. Go and sin no more. Your accusers are out of here. And they better ask for forgiveness or they're going to be in a lot of hurt. Huh? Come on. Do you believe that this is the faith and its absolute maturity and perfection in our lives is transforming you from glory to glory? Into the very image of Christ? Are you looking around here in the eyes of God and you're starting to see Jesus in people? If not, you better get on your knees because there is transformation happening. Because it's just the glory of God. You're missing things when we don't get around the people of God that are going on for God's best. It's just a fact. The Word of God tells us the much the more. We need to be around the people that are looking for the Lord to come. You should be thankful that you're not a Jeremiah. There he was all by himself, the weeping prophet. You know, probably one of the reasons he was weeping, he didn't have anybody to encourage him but the Lord himself. And I understand that it's the way it is, but look what God has given us. And yet we overlook it. And yet we just count it like it's nothing. God help us. We're about the aristocracy of everything. What's a president? What's a convention coming in here? And all the dignitaries, they're nothing unless they know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they're going to be bowing. Do you realize that? They're going to be bowing to Him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord. And I'm praising God today that I'm saying, you're my Lord. And I'm in love with you. Because you're in love with me. Absolutely. Oh yeah. And He's going to make known to all that He has loved her. That's going to be some. I said it Wednesday night, brothers and sisters, and I'll hurry along. I was thinking of Brother Paul. You need to get in on Wednesday nights, really, you do. It's a wonderful time. God will encourage your heart, really will. I notice there's been a little bit of a lack there. I'm going to get after you. Yeah. Get in. Get it. Get it while the getting's good. Yeah, it's wonderful. But there he was on those missionary journeys. And I'm just so thankful for that brother. Thankful that God... what God did in that brother. The love of God that he had. He gave it all up. And he knew that even though it was just Christ in me, it was just the grace of God in me, it was nothing of Paul. And he said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Willingly and joyfully too. Not just, oh, I got to get out there. No. Praise God. I'm getting excited about preaching to you all. I really am. You're my brothers and sisters. I love you. God has appointed us to this. This is exciting. Praise the Lord. What we have. But there he was. He was going through all those cities and all of those different people. And he didn't have handouts. How are they going to remember this? I'm telling you. The booklets, the CDs and the tapes and all of those things. Absolutely. But he had the power of the Holy Ghost. He had the love of God. And he let faith do the talking. Amen. He did. Timothy preached the word. That's when faith does the talking. And praise be to God, those sweet brothers and sisters at Thessalonica, they let faith do the hearing. It's a two-way street. Faith does the talking and faith does the hearing. It wasn't, and these were some educated folks, I'm sure of it. Absolutely. But it wasn't because they were so smart. It wasn't because they were so educated. And God help us, that's foolishness to Him. Do you understand that? I appreciate whatever God has given you, your talents or whatever in life. I'm thankful that we have a whole slew of kids going to college. And I mean that. But if you don't use it for the glory of God, you're down a path of destruction. Absolutely. You'll just grow absolutely nuts in your learning. You go after the wisdom of man, and I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be in derision. You're going to be in delusion. And you will. The making of books, the Word of God says, there shall be no end. It's coming at us in every single way, shape, and form. And we know it. But I've got Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've got the simplicity that's in the Word. I've got a God that says, I'm not a respecter of person. I don't care what your IQ is. And God doesn't either. All He cares about is, do you have a heart for me? And I'll open it up. And when I open it up, I'm going to tell you something. I'll fill it and have it full and overflowing in no time. And He will. Oh, yes, He does, doesn't He? Praise God. You've got to know this. 3 weeks these brothers and sisters heard Brother Paul. 3 weeks. I'm not saying they got it all in 3 weeks, but they had a heart for God in 3 weeks. How many years have we sat here? Do we have a heart for God? Come on now. You think it's time? I think it is. I think we're in season. Really, brothers and sisters, I've got an heart that's encouraged to say, Lord, let's change this. Let's transform my life. I don't want to be satisfied with the glory that I had 15 years ago. Come on now. He said, from glory to glory. He said, from faith to faith. I'm not going to rest on my laurels. I need to forget those things which are behind and press.
Hallelujah.
I want that prize.
Amen.
Absolutely, I want it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Get competitive for Jesus. Hallelujah. I love it. Simply amazing, brothers and sisters. One faith that's in the Son. It's all over us. It's everywhere. Just like God. He's omnipresent. And your faith is too. It goes with you everywhere you go. I leave you with these thoughts. How about when you say, hi, I'm Jesse. I'd like to introduce you to my faith. What do you think?
Thank you,
Jesus. Huh? I think it's pretty wonderful. I think it's pretty marvelous. I think we put faith in the car and we go in and we leave Him there. But see, He goes with me everywhere I go. I know He's there. I just want faith to be front and center. And maybe faith can say, hi, I'm Faith. I'd like you to introduce you to Jesse. What do you think of that? Yeah. See, God's teaching us all the time. Oh, Lord, not that I've attained, because I do know what a wicked man that I am. I just want Him to finish me. I do. Finish me in that absolute perfection. Let's read it again. I have fought a good fight. I know you're fighting. Praise God, He's given you the ability. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. There it is. That's the faith. The faith is the engagement ring. I really believe it. It's right there. The faith that Jesus is going to have a bride. That's the faith. You know that wonderful message. But are you keeping it? There's a difference. There's a difference. I'm cherishing this. I want it. I hear about these poor little brides sometimes. The ring goes down the sink and things like that. No, no, no. See, He's the keeper of that ring anyways, but He's got it. And I'm keeping it too. Hallelujah. Henceforth. Huh? Oh, man. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Bear with me 1 second. You need this. You need it. Listen to this. That crown, it means nuptial joy. Did you know that? It means nuptial joy. And righteousness, oh, I don't even know how we could barely get into that one. Faithfulness, truthfulness, Jesus Himself, the very glory of God, all of that wondrous. But you know, in a nutshell, it means just and right. And I was thinking, you know, Lord, there's a crown of nuptial joy with Mr. Just Right. And I love that. I love that. It's just right. I'm with you and it's just right. Oh my goodness. That the Lord. Now here we go. Let's finish it up. The righteous judge. The righteous judge. He's going to judge us of that wonderful righteousness. He's the one that's going to do it. Shall give me at that day, but not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. And I'm telling you, he gave me such a sweet vision the other night. I could see her standing there. And he took her hand and he put it in his son's. And he took his son's and he put it in hers. Yeah. And he looked at her. And he said, honey, thy faith has made thee whole. Complete, done, finished. She is with him. She is with him. The Lamb's wife has arrived. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you. We praise you. We just glory in your Son. We appreciate your tugging at our hearts. We thank you for the reality that you're coming. We thank you for the reality that we can be in your bride. We thank you for the reality that Jesus loves me. This I know. And thank you that the Bible tells us so. Lord, that is the faith. We just ask that we would again trust you and you alone to put our complete confidence in it. Let these brothers and sisters of like precious faith today just rejoice and joy and rejoice again and evermore rejoice in the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.